This is 1320 WILS, 617. I want to get to what this weekend, the Democratic National Committee calling this past weekend Resistance Summer, launching it, actually. So we're heading into a Resistance Summer. Michael Blake is the vice chair at the Democratic National Committee. Michael, great to have you on WILS.
Great to be on with you. How are you doing today?
Good, good. What's the plan for this Resistance Summer?
So the focus of it is to be very clear of how do we communicate publicly a positive vision forward and how to get people involved within the party, but also to push back against policies and proposals that we are not supportive of from the Trump fence agenda. So we used this past weekend as the launch of Resistance Summer, more than 100 events across the country. In Michigan specifically, we're going to be focusing and having organizing in all 83 counties, organizers on the ground for the first time in years. Six organizers to help with data organizing, data collecting, so that we can make a very progressive, positive message forward of why we want people to be involved and to be supportive of our party all the way up and down the ballot.
Tell me this, Michael, is there anything Democrats would support President Trump on at all?
Oh, absolutely. Look, I think many of us have discussed the willingness to engage as it relates to infrastructure. There's always a need to engage in creating jobs. There's absolutely the conversations of finding ways to improve the Affordable Care Act in a bipartisan manner. I think all people have said is actually opportunities to have support and engagement in that way. So there's room for opportunity for collaboration. But yeah, we do want to be clear, when there are proposals that are being laid out that we do not support, in the exact same way Republicans were voicing their very fair critiques they had of President Obama, we're going to be conveying that as well, but saying how do we move forward? You know, how does this not become an argument between two sides, but more so building the conversations forward around creating jobs, around creating opportunities, around opportunities on health care?
That's why
Resistance Summer is happening for the next 3 months.
Yeah, do you feel so far Democrats have been effective in doing that?
I think, look, the fact that we had more than 100 successful events this past weekend is a demonstration of that. You know, I think the conversations that are now having around how do you increase awareness around voting rights and voting opportunities definitely it shows that there's success happening. Look, there's many city elections happening in August, in the city of Lansing, for example, also in November. You know, we want people to obviously engage with your county clerk. Barb Byram was out there in Ingham County, 517-676-7204, 517-676-7204. It demonstrates, again, ways of being successful. More people are getting involved. They want to be engaged. And it's showing that there's a positive opportunity that's there of saying want to speak up and be heard.
It's great to be involved. I need to ask you one last thing here with Hillary Clinton. I mean, she's basically been blasting the Democratic National Committee. Last week she said that she, quote, "I inherited nothing from the Democratic Party." She adds, quote, "I mean, it was bankrupt. It was on the verge of insolvency. I had to inject money into it." I mean, she's basically blaming you and the committee partly for losing the election. What did you make of that?
Well, number one, let's be clear that, you know, we all came in as new leadership on February 25th, so we were not in leadership then. Number two, you know, there's the question around how do you build infrastructure, and there's no question about it. You have to have better infrastructure so you can be focusing on technology.
Right? Did the committee let her down in the election?
No. I think that there's always room for growth. All of us can recognize that. Itself, the core question of the infrastructure, was the infrastructure there the way it needed to be? And it wasn't in the way we wanted it to
be. You're talking about the money, essentially, right?
I'm talking about everything from data. I'm talking about technology. I'm talking about, you know, communication, messaging, et cetera. A lot of components that needed improvements and opportunities. Look, the reality is we didn't win the election, so it's a learning lesson, and you learn from that, and you grow from that. You know, that's the responsible path forward.
She's blaming the party for not having the money there to help her. She's saying she put in her own money to try to get things going. I mean, is that a fair criticism?
I think we can all attest that money is not the entire answer on these conversations. You look at Donald Trump. Donald Trump didn't necessarily have a huge injection of resources come from the RNC.
Well, that's true. Why do you think she's doing this now, then?
I think there's reflection points, and I think the reality now is this is our way to move forward. How do we say, okay, what can we learn from last year? What can we learn from the last few years? And what we have learned is consistent organizing, that you have to talk about the school board to the Senate, from city council to Congress. And so we are engaging in that path forward. We're learning the lessons in 2016 so we can have success in 2017 and beyond.
It's Michael Blake, the vice chair of the Democratic National Committee, right here on 1320 WILS. Thank you, Michael.
Great to be with you. Look forward to talking to you soon.
We will talk.